greatest work you'll ever do will be in proximity to the person that you're in a relationship with. It's to be in a situation where someone takes you into your wound.
No, you do have to be responsible for yourself, your wounds.
Your husband isn't supposed to ask your permission. Your husband can do whatever he wants with the money. True submission is giving him complete control.
Giving him complete control of what? Are we back in the 1800s?
And not trying to control him.
Not trying to control him. I'm nervous to push play again. Welcome to Crystal Wrote Impacts, a space dedicated to empowering you to be the change that your bloodline has been waiting for. Join me and together, let's inspire change. I just first of all want to thank you for sending all your videos through, and we're going to review a couple more today. Let's have a look at the first one.
We all need the three B's. It's balance, breaks, and boundaries.
Ooh, balance, breaks, and boundaries. They're really important. That's a really good combo.
Not only do we work hard, but we need that love, that girl time, that support, breaks.
I really feel that. When she said girl time, I felt that. You really need a good sisterhood. And when you're like pushing and achieving and building a business, it's really important.
I always tell like the young entrepreneurs, team no sleep. No, that's not cute.
Yeah. No sleep, pushing boundaries, pushing yourself to your limits. You end up not achieving as much as you could if you have those boundaries in place. So it's a good point.
No, please get your rest, drink your water, replenish yourself. And then boundaries. Yeah. Set your boundaries. Whether if it's showing up, doing a favor, just know that I love you, I respect you, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I love that. She's encouraging people to have a voice. What serves you? Boundaries are really important. What she's saying is that you don't have to go to everything that you're invited to. Just making sure that you're prioritizing yourself and what serves you as well is really big. Let's take a look at the next one.
Your husband isn't supposed to ask your permission. Your husband can do whatever he wants with the money. True submission is giving him complete control.
Giving him complete control of what? Are we back in the 1800s?
And not trying to control him.
Not trying to control him. I'm nervous to push play again.
Truly feminine wives actually don't get mad about this stuff. And I'll tell you why.
True feminine wives don't get mad about what? Control? Spending money? Is it our money though to start with, or is it just their money? What's she trying to say?
Because I know women that really were housewives and really believed they obeyed their husband.
I completely disagree. We can't obey anybody, either husband or wife. They shouldn't have to obey anybody. That's really like giving me like 1800 vibes. Like, no.
They wanted, when he came home, they didn't want him to lift a finger.
We both need a help out around here. My gosh.
Okay. And that, you know, that's not the reputation of wives today. And those women have had an extremely hard time.
One point, yeah, it was a really hard time for women when they had to do it all. And I think that's why maybe they withdrew a bit and failed in other areas. So this is a good point. She's saying that those women have had an extremely hard life, which is true. And it actually makes me remember something that I saw about how women focus so much on their husband and their house that they gave no time to their children, and their children grew up with issues. So point proven there, I guess.
Because their friends would shame them. Their friends just don't get it. So when I...
Well, obviously they weren't her good friends, true friends.
I say that's the generation of shitty wives. They don't get mad. They say, I know because I've been alone. They are lonely.
Oh, that's sad, but true.
They don't have this gut reaction and say, oh, well, that's not all women. No, they know it doesn't apply to them. And it's like, it's a very lonely life for women that truly want to be traditional. You know what their friends will say? That you're...
It's such a valid point there. Like, so many people, how many people actually can't relate or can relate?
You're being controlled. Even Christian wives will say, oh, she just does whatever he says. They don't realize that's the way it's supposed to be. Your husband isn't supposed to ask your permission. Your husband can do whatever he wants with the money. True submission is giving him complete control and not trying to control him. But if we can't even agree that that is the aim, that is the goal, then the next generation is going to be even shittier wives.
she's really like, she's got me on the fence still, like really good points, but I think it's just the topic in general that I just don't agree with, like really traditional ways, like housewife, husband goes to work, no interaction with children, no help with the house, like, yeah, just not my vibe. Okay, let's check out another one.
So the story that you tell yourself, which already we know is, I can't be a business owner as a wife and a mom, that ladders up to this belief that it's going to be impossible for me to do this. We have to attack.
She's already setting the tone that it's hard. So where's she actually going with this?
This at the story level. I'd do some work on why. Why would you want to do this? Would it make you proud to do this? Would it make you feel awesome to create some extra income and be able to do some fun things for the family and for yourself?
I love creating more income streams. So what's her point though?
There's something about you individually that you haven't tended to. Is that what this is about? So figure that out. Take on the role of being a student of this.
She's on point though, like figuring out what you want in life. That's a good point. Because you do need to ask yourself the hard questions sometimes.
Look at your social media. Who are you following? Are you following celebrities?
That's a really good point. If you were to jump on my phone and scroll through here, I've only got positive quotes, parenting tips, because that's where I'm at the moment. So you've got to really be mindful about what you are watching and what you're seeing. So it's a really good tip there.
Celebrities and you're just gawking at their lives? Or are you following female entrepreneurs?
A good point. Who are you following? It's a really strong point. I think it's huge. It's the same as like, what do you watch on TV? I don't watch TV. So, but if you do, what are you watching? And ask yourself why. What's it, how's it helping you to become who you want to become? Do you know who you want to become?
That are every single day in your social media feed, your board of directors and mentors that are pouring into you and inspiring you and showing you that you could do this.
Good points. Have you thought about it? Like who you're following and what they're actually feeding into you.
If you were to get rid of all the influencers and start following women in business and consuming this content and allowing it to pour into you, you're going to start to realize, oh my God, it's not only possible. All these people are doing it. And I think that something would come alive in me. And all of a sudden you're going to want to do
it. Who you surround yourself with, you become. That's a good one. Let's take a look at another one.
The greatest work you'll ever do will be in proximity to the person that you're in a relationship with. The goal or the role of being in a relationship isn't necessarily to find harmony, although that's an aspect of it. It's to be in a situation where someone takes you into your wound.
I think, though, you do have to be responsible for yourself and your wounds.
And when you're in your wounds, they bring it to the surface, like, wow, now I get to work on it. There's been plenty of times where I've just gone, you know what, fuck, this is just too hard. I just want to bail. But then you've got to go, at some point, you've got to find someone that you're willing to do the work for and go, you know what? Yes, you pissed me off. Yes, I pushed my buttons, but I'm willing to do the work for you, with you, with you, more importantly.
I really love this one. It's important to do the work with you. I think that's the key point of this one, is to do the work with you, with your partner. Let's take a look at the last one.
The happiest couples are actually couples that both have careers because they have a shared goal in terms of like, this is what we want to do. They have shared values in terms of how they want to get there.
Respect is huge in any relationship, and also knowing each other's goals and having respect for them. That's a big one.
And they respect one another and they respect each other's goals. And then they walk kind of in parallel. In my scenario where we're like doing the same thing together, these couples make 5 times more money, but you can become too familiar and then you just become siblings. So for us, we actually create more space. We try to work on separate sides of the house. We don't attend the same meetings. So like at the end of the day, we can sit down at dinner and be like, how was your day? And she can tell me something rather than me saying like, oh, I was there. I know. Seeing the level of like commitment and loyalty that you get from that, I have strong beliefs around that. And I think that you don't have to compromise anything if you don't want to.
Me and TJ always working together at the cafe. We always found things to talk about at the end of the day because my brain always goes 100 miles an hour. And so it's always good to have those things to come back to outside of your task at hand. So yeah, making sure that you keep your own personal ambitions alive as well. It can look completely different for every couple, but you have to find out what works for you. And remember that that's your lifetime partner. So always love them. That's a wrap, guys. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you send through some more of these videos and I'll review them. It's actually quite fun. It's quite interesting to see the different dynamics and how people actually get their point across. But again, find what works for you. And I'll see you on the next episode.